Okay, today's daf is Babasra daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We are holding on daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis at the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah is going to discuss the Yerusha of the Benos Slavchad and how specifically the Benos Slavchad seem to have received three Chalakim of Yerusha. Not that they received three Chalakim in the sense that they got more than they deserved, but we're going to see how in a certain sense they received three Chalakim of Yerusha and why that is so, how they received each of these three Chalakim, how they were entitled to each of these three chalakim. The Gemara is then going to go through three different shitos in Tanaim about how exactly the chalukas ha'aretz worked, meaning how is the land divided? Was it divided among those who left Mitzrayim, and then whatever portion you got as a Yotze Mitzrayim, even though you never saw it, you would pass that on to your children? Was it not divided among the Yotze Mitzrayim, but divided among the Ba'e ha'aretz, that those who came into Eretz Yisrael divided evenly among whoever was alive then to go into Eretz Yisrael, or was there some sort of combination of the Yotze Mitzrayim and the Ba'e Ha'aretz? Then the Gemara is going to discuss who did not get a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, even though they otherwise would have qualified, but because of something, some avera that they did, they lost out on a portion in Eretz Yisrael. And then the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that Eretz Yisrael wasn't divided by Shvatim, meaning even if we're going to go back in generations to people who never actually received their chelek and never actually saw Eretz Yisrael, like to say that it was divided amongst the Yotze Mitzrayim, but why would we only go back to Yotze Mitzrayim? Why not say that it was divided into 12 even parts of the Shvatim, and then it got just passed down through the generations in the families of the Shvatim? Why do we only go back to Yotze Mitzrayim and not all the way back to the Shvatim? And then at the very end of the daf, and it's going to lead into a lot of tomorrow's daf, we're going to have a number of questions on each of these shitos about how the Chalukah happened, so we're going to challenge several of these shitos. So let's begin with the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Benos Tzalavchad natu gimel chalakim benachla. The Benos Tzalavchad took three chalakim, three portions of the nachla. What are these three portions? Chelek avien shayayim yotze Mitzrayim. They got their father's portion because their father was among the Yotze Mitzrayim, and our Mishnah is working with the assumption that that matters. We're going to see that is a machlokas, but that the land was divided among the Yotze Mitzrayim, so their father was over the age of 20 at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and therefore he gets a piece of Eretz Yisrael, so they take that portion of Eretz Yisrael. V'chelko im achiv b'nichsei chefer. Now Tzavchad's father, Chefer, was also over 20 years old at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So if every living Jew at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim over the age of 20 gets a portion, it comes out somewhat unusual. You have a father and a son. You could potentially have a grandfather, a father and a son, who each get a separate chelek in Eretz Yisrael. It would obviously condense itself through the generations if they all die and there's a great-grandson, let's say only one great-grandson, he will get all three of those chalakim. He will get the father's and the son, so he'll get everybody's chelek. But initially, when they left Mitzrayim, each of them got a chelek. So now the Benos Slavcha not only entitled to their father's chelek in Eretz Yisrael, they're also entitled to their grandfather's chelek in Eretz Yisrael. And also v'shayu b'char notel shnei chalakim, because Slavchad was a b'char, but Slavchad gets a pishnayim. So they got the pishnayim of their father from their grandfather's estate. So the couple of things over here. First of all, in the Mishnah it's Mefurish that Benos Slavchad only got three chalakim in Eretz Yisrael only. It sounds like a lot, three chalakim in Eretz Yisrael. But we're going to see in tomorrow's daf on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis that from the Psukim in Sefer Yehoshua, it's Muchach that they in fact got four chalakim in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara over there is going to explain that the additional chalak that they got is the chalak of the brothers of Slavchad, who also died in the Midbar, and he didn't have any of his own children. So the children meaning one of the brothers of Slavchad, so the other brothers, including Slavchad, get his nachla, and the Benos Slavchad now stand in their father's place to receive their father's portion of the brother's estate, of the brother's chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So that's in fact a fourth chelik in Eretz Yisrael that the Bnei Slavch had got. Why doesn't our Mishnah mention this chelik? So the Rashbam in Dibra Maskel Visha Haya explains toward the end of the Dibra Maskel that in every chelik that the Mishnah lists, that the Mishnah identifies in the Nachla of the Bnei Slavch, there is some sort of chiddush la'alacha. In the fact that they got with their father's chelik, because he was from Yotzei Mitzrayim, the Mishnah is telling us that Eretz Yisrael was divided amongst the Yotzei Mitzrayim and not simply amongst the Ba'ei Ha'aretz, as one might have assumed. In the fact that they got chelek from Nichsei Chefer, together with their father's brothers, together with their uncles, they also got a portion of the grandfather's estate. The Mishnah is telling us that a Ben HaBen, or for that matter in this case, a Bas HaBen, takes the father's place to be Yoresh together with the father's brothers. You might have thought, no, they're only grandchildren, they shouldn't be Yoresh. But if the father's not around, they are Yoresh together with the father's brothers. In the fact that they got the Chelek Bechora of their father, of Slavchad, so we see that that Nachlas Eretz Yisrael is not considered Ra'ui, it's considered Muchsak, because we know that a Bechora is not Notel Pishnayim, but Ra'ui Kibemuchsak. He's only Notel Pishnayim in what he actually has. But Slavchad never actually had it, he never saw Eretz Yisrael. But for some reason, that's not called Ra'ui, it's called Muchsak. It's as if it was already Muchsak Biad Chefer, and since we learn all those three Chidushim, there's nothing left to be taught by the fourth Chelek that they received of their father's brother's estate. Because what are you going to teach us? That a Bas HaBen stands in the place of the father? We already learned that. The Din of Eretz Yisrael and the Schal Kol Yotzei Mitzrayim? We already learned that. So once we have these three Chalakim, we learn every chiddush lahalacha that we need to learn from the Mishnah. So even though in Achinami there was a fourth chelik, but the Mishnah is not trying to teach us a history lesson. The Mishnah is trying to teach us what the halacha is. So all of the halachas are identified by those three chalakim. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that there is a different reason. The reason the Mishnah doesn't mention the chelek that they received of Tzlavchad's brother's estate is because at the time that the parsha of Bnei Tzlavchad was said to Moshe Rabbeinu, he hadn't yet died. So at that time, they were not slated to receive his estate. Tzlavchad had died, Chefer had died, and Tzlavchad was already a Bechor. So all of that, they were already entitled to receive, but they were not entitled to receive any fourth chelek. It only came later that they in fact received a fourth chelek. Now, the Gemara is going to identify a machlokas tanaim, exactly how the chalukah of Eretz Yisrael worked, and it's really pretty much the entire Amud Aleph is just identifying that machlokas tanaim. Rabbi Yoshia holds that Eretz Yisrael is divided based on Yotzei Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yonason holds it's divided based on the Ba'ei Ha'aretz, who came into Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds that it's some combination of the two, and we're going to have to see how that works. Now, from the Gemara, it's clear that the Bnei Slavcha took the Chelek Avien, who was Tzlavchad, who was Miyotze Mitzrayim. So clearly, the Tan of our Mishnah does not hold that Eretz Yisrael is divided up simply by the Ba'ei Ha'aretz. Clearly, the Yotze Mitzrayim play a role. If Yaldu was Ba'ei Ha'aretz, then Tzlavchad wouldn't have a chelek to be Morish to his daughters, and they wouldn't be entitled to anything on their own, because it wasn't divided to Nekevos. The Rashbam writes that the reason of the Tana of the Mishnah holds the Yotzei Mitzrayim is Chalkar, it's not Labai Aretz, is because it follows the Shita of Rabbi Yoshia. So some of the Acharonim ask, how do you know that? How do you know it follows Rabbi Yoshia? Maybe it follows Rabbi Shimon Elazar, that it's some combination of the two, that Slavchad was able to be Manchil, his Chelek to his daughters, because he was Miyotzei Mitzrayim, and there is some role of Ba'ei Aretz as well, but there's still some role of Yotzei Mitzrayim. And not only that, Rashbam on Kuf Yud Zayin and Beis writes in explaining the Mishnah that our Mishnah could fit with Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So how does Rashbam know over here that our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, even if it could technically fit with Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? So in the Sefer Zera Yitzchak, he suggests that the Rashbam does not mean to say that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar does not agree with the Tana of our Mishnah, that the Bnei Slavcha got three chalakim. No, it's just that Rebbe was the author of the Mishnayos. And we're going to see, based on the mashal that he gives, that Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yoshia. So we know that we know what Rebbe was thinking when he was writing this Mishnah, because we know, in Echanami, the words of the Mishnah could fit Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, but the author of the Mishnah doesn't hold like Rabbi Shimon Elazar. The author of the Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yoshia, as we'll see what all those shitos are. Now, the idea that the Bnos Slavchad got Pishnayim of Tzlavchad, because Tzlavchad was a Bechor, there is a halacha, Meseches Bechoros, Tafnun Beis Amar Alpha, we just mentioned, that Eina Bechor Notel Pishnayim Berotwe Ki Bemuchsak. They only get Pishnayim in that which was already in their father's possession. We learned that from the Pasuk, Laseis Lo Pishnayim Bechol Asher Yimatse Lo. From the word Yimatse, we say that only if it's Matzoi Etzel Aviv, only if the man who was dying, was leaving over the estate, already had this in his possession, only then can Bechor get Pishnayim of that. He does not get Pishnayim of stuff that's coming to him later, that's Ra'ui Lo, but that he does not yet have. The Gemara in Daf Kuf Yates, Amar Alav, is going to ask on our Mishnah, that Bnos Slavcha took the Chelet Bechora of Slavcha in Nichse Chefer, in Chefer's estate. Chefer never got Eretz Yisrael, so it's Ra'ui, it's not Muchzak. He was Miyotzi Mitzrayim, he was not Mibaya Aretz, so Lechora, that should only be considered Ra'ui, and Tzlavchad should not be entitled to Pishnayim from it. So the Gemara answers that Eretz Yisrael is Muchzekasi, and therefore Eretz Yisrael is not considered Ra'ui. That Eretz Yisrael is something that was promised us long ago, and therefore it's considered as if we are already in possession of it. The Rashbam over there explains, Muchzekasi Liotzi Mitzrayim, because the Pasuk says, V'nasati Yosalachem Morasha. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Eretz Yisrael as a Yerusha to the Yotzi Mitzrayim, as if they are already fully muchzak in Eretz Yisrael. Now, in the Mishnah, it says that Bnos Slavcha took the chelek bechora of Tzlavchad in Nichsei Chefer. So the Rishonim asked the question, even if you say Chefer is considered muchzak, meaning the Gemara deals with the issue of Chefer. Did Chefer ever have Eretz Yisrael that he's going to be able to be Morish, Pishnayim, to Tzlavchad? Okay, good. So the Gemara says, yeah, Chefer is considered muchzak. But the Rishonim raised the question, you want to consider Chefer muchzak, that's fine. But Slavchad wasn't muchzak in it, because Slavchad predeceased Chefer. So forget about the fact that, yes, since it was promised to us, whoever is destined to get a Yerusha, it's as if they already have they already have their peace in Eretz Yisrael. But Slavchad, he died before Chefer, so he really never had that. Even if you're going to imagine that whatever one has title over, it's as if they already took possession of, Slavchad never even got title of it. So how can Slavchad be Morish that to his children? He should not be able to be Morish the Chelet Bechora that he gets from Chefer, because he never actually got to get it. So the Yad Rama and the Ramban suggest that when Bnos Slavchad came to be Yorish the Chelek Bechora, we view it as if their father was alive. They're Yorish anything that he would have been Yorish. And since if he would have been alive, he would have gotten the Chelek Bechora, so they can take that place as well. They can take his place in that as well. The Rashba, the Ritva, the Rad, they all add that this entire din, and this is such a critical ha'ara, that a Bechor is not Yorish b'ra'ui k'b'muchzak, is only when it's ra'ui by the Morish. But if it's muchzak by the morish, and it's and the flaw of only being ra'ui is by the yoresh, not by the morish, then you do get pishnayim. That's not considered yerushas ra'ui. Eina b'char not pishnayim b'ra'ui k'b'muchzak means if the morish was only ra'ui, the one that you're getting the yerusha from was only ra'ui, but if the one who the yerusha is going to is only ra'ui, that's not considered the flaw of eina b'char not pishnayim b'ra'ui k'b'muchzak. And it turns out la halacha there. Therefore, if Yaakov, the Yitzchak's son, dies while Yitzchak is alive, let's assume for argument's sake Yaakov is the Bechor. So Yaakov dies while Yitzchak is alive, and then Yitzchak dies, and the Bnei Yaakov come to Yarshin Yitzchak's Nechasim, Reuven, Yaakov's Bechor, does not take Pishnayim of Yitzchak's Nechasim in contrast to his brothers, in comparison to his brothers, because that Chelek Bechorah is only Ra'oi for Yaakov. But the Bnei Yaakov do take the Yaakov's Pishnayim in Yitzchak's Nechasim, because as far as that Chelik is concerned, it's not considered Yerushas Ratwi, because they see Yaakov as if Yaakov is still alive, and therefore he would get his Chelik Bechora. Granted, it's only Ratwi for him as the Yoresh, but that's not a problem of Ratwi when you're talking about the Yoresh. It's only a problem of Ratwi when you're talking about the Morish. Okay, says the Gemara now. Now the Gemara is going to outline the three different shitos in how exactly Chalukas Ha'aretz worked. So Tanan, Kamandi Amar Liyotzi Mitzrayim, Mischalka Aretz. Our Mishnah seems to assume, like the Shita, or one of the Shitos, but we assumed before already, like the Shita of Rabbi Yoshia, that Eretz Yisrael is divided purely based on Yotzei Mitzrayim. There's an automatic tension over here that the Gemara is dealing with. We're not just creating three Shitos out of thin air. Before Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to count them at Arvos Moav, and they numbered 601,730 people. Afterwards, it says, "Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Lemor Le'ela Techale Ka'aretz Benachlas Benachla B'Mispar Shemos L'Rav Tarben." So the psukim seem pretty contradictory, because on the one end it says La'ela Techalek Ha'aretz, which shows that Eretz Yisrael was based on the count at Arvos Moav. That's how it was divided, based on how many people there were at Arvos Moav, divided up amongst those people. So those are the people that came into Eretz Yisrael. So if you have five people who are Mibayi Aretz, who come from one father who left Mitzrayim, they would get five Chalakim in Eretz Yisrael, because we don't care about the father, we care about them. They are the Ba'i Ha'aretz. Yet, from the fact that the Pasuk says, Lishmos Matos Avosam Yinchalu, sounds like the fathers have something to do with this. Sounds like you don't divide it up based on the Ba'i Aretz, but rather based on the Yotzei Mitzrayim that are called the Shmos Matos Avosam, and therefore five sons of a single father go into Eretz Yisrael, they have to split up amongst themselves one chelek that was their father's chelek. So it's this inherent tension in the pasuk. That's what all of the Tanaim, all three Shitos, are dealing with. So what we're about to see is that Rabbi Yoshia holds that the real din is that Chalukas Ha'aretz is L'shmos Matos Avosam. It's based on the Yotzei Mitzrayim. That's the real halacha, that it's based on who left Mitzrayim. Ah, what do you do with the pasuk Le'ela Techalek Ha'aretz? Le'ela means Ka'ela, that the Yotzei Mitzrayim only get if they are considered, if they would have been counted in a count of the Jewish people, like what happened at Arvos Moav. Who gets counted at Arvos Moav? Only males over the age of 20. So when we divide up Eretz Yisrael amongst those who were Yotzei Mitzrayim, we only take into the cheshbon males over the age of 20. That's all it means when it says le'ele. It doesn't mean that it's actually divided up amongst the bayards. No, it's all about the Yotzei Mitzrayim. That's Rabbi Yoshia's shita. We're going to see Rabbi Yonasan's shita is that no, the ikar is la'ela techalek ha'aretz, that it's based on the ba'e ha'aretz. How many people were there at Arvos Moav? Divide Eretz Yisrael into that many parts, and that's exactly how Eretz Yisrael gets divided. Aye, what do you do with l'shmos matos avosam? That seems to bring us back to the generation of the Yotzei Mitzrayim. The Torah is telling us that even though it's divided amongst the ba'e ha'aretz, the nachla that they get is chozer to the Yotzei Mitzrayim, and then chozer back to them. And we're going to have to see what exactly that means, that it bounces back to the Yotzei Mitzrayim, then bounces back to them. We'll have to see what exactly the chiddush of that is. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says both psukim make sense, that it's neschalik le'elu u'le'elu. Someone who's at Yitzias Mitzrayim gets a chelek of Eretz Yisrael, and even if he didn't get to go into Eretz Yisrael, he's morish that chelek to his children, but also someone who goes into Eretz Yisrael gets a chelek. So it wasn't divided at one point in history. Meaning at Arvos Moav, you count up 601,000, whatever, you count up all the Jews, and then you also take into account how many people were amongst the Yotzei Mitzrayim, let's say another 600,000, you divide up Eretz Yisrael into 1.2 million parts, and you give each person their part. Now granted, that all the Yotzei Mitzrayim are dead already, so they're morish, they're chelek to whoever's alive right now from their family. That follows the regular Dinei Yerusha. If they have 10 children, their chelek is divided into 10 parts. But the Baya Aretz get their own part. Each of those 10 children will get their own portion. So it's both. It's actually both happening simultaneously. That is the Shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Now let's see all of that inside. D'tanya, Rabbi Yoshia Omer, Rabbi Yoshia says that Liyotze Mitzrayim Nischalka Aretz, that the land was divided up amongst the Yotze Mitzrayim specifically. Shenemar Lishmos Matos Avosam Yinchalu. It's explicit that it's based on Lishmos Matos Avosam, as Rashbam points out in the fifth medium sized line. Lishmos Matos Avosam Shel Eile Shenimnu Biyetzias Mitzrayim Yinchalu Elu. D'la'osan Yecholku Anachla Velu Asher Kamu Tachtei. That the real Chalukas Haaretz happened for the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Whoever's alive today, when they go into Eretz Yisrael, is simply receiving the Yerusha that they got from their forefathers, or from their fathers. What's Rabbi Yoshia going to do with the pasuk that says Beferush that it's Le'ela, that it's for the Ba'ei Haaretz? Le'ela Ka'ela, Lahotzias Atfalim. Le'ela means Ka'ela, that they had to be 20 years old. That, yes, it's divided only amongst the Yotzei Mitzrayim, but even amongst the Yotzei Mitzrayim, only amongst those who are 20 years old and older. As Rashbam writes, Ka'ela, Shein B'nei Esrim, Dila B'nei Esrim, Shiyotzi Mitzrayim, Nischal Kal Aretz, Avalo Litfalim, Shiyotzu Pachos Mi Ben Chav. Anyone who was a child at the time that they left Mitzrayim, well, it does not get a chelik in Eretz. So, Shalonatu Chelik Baretz, Lohim V'lo B'neihem, El B'zuchus Marishehen. They don't get their own chelik, nor their children. Only if their fathers were alive at the time that they left Mitzrayim, only then would they get a chelik. Which is pretty remarkable if you think about it, because Chamushim Alu B'nei Yisrael Neretz Mitzrayim, and according to one of the Midrashim, it's because 4/5 of the parents died in, of the adults, died in Makas Choshech. So there must have been a lot of children, Shisha Bekeres Echa, there must have been a lot of children that were under the age of 20 that didn't have fathers who were leaving Mitzrayim, which means those children don't get their own chelek, according to this Shita. They don't get to pass a chelek on to their children. Their children don't get a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So I don't know where exactly those people lived, but they had to marry into a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. But right, it would turn out that a good number of children didn't get a chelek at all, and their children didn't get a chelek in Eretz Yisrael at all. But that's l'chora what it would turn out from Shitas Rabbi Yoshia. So the Rashbam also, in the first Rashbam in the Gemara, the Rashbam points out in Dibra Masvel Liyotzei that according to Rabbi Yoshia, it's based on the Cheshbon of the Yotzei Mitzrayim in the second year. He says, L'bay Arz and Schalk Arz Kvi Cheshbon Shei Yotzei Mitzrayim Shetul B'Torah Shushim Yavaseim D'Lfi Cheshbon Arishon Shenimnu B'Shana Shnia. Let's say some Mitzrayim Nischal Karetz. So it's not exactly based on who left Mitzrayim. It's based on the second year out when they did a counting of the Jewish people who was 20 years old at that time. So it's not really exactly based on who actually left Mitzrayim. So the Rashash raises the question. At the time Yetzias Mitzrayim, it was only 600,000. Pasuk says, V'yusuf b'nei Yisrael miramsi sukosa kishay shmeil salaf ragli ha'gvarim levan mitaf. How does Rashbam know that Eretz Yisrael is divided based on what they were in the second year? It's a totally different number. It's a totally different people that have aged into being 20 years old by that time. Where does he get this from? So the Rashash suggests, based on the Ramban on Chumash, that shows that the number 600,000 that it says by Yetzias Mitzrayim included Shevet Levi and included children as well. So since Shevet Levi doesn't get a Nachlas Haaretz, people under 20 don't get a Nachlas Haaretz, Rashbam says it has to be that can't be the, that it's not really Yotzei Mitzrayim, that it's divided based on, it had to be divided based on the number, because we have to know what we're dealing with. We have to know exactly how many pieces to divide Eretz Yisrael, so it can't just be a guess. We have to know, so how many, there were only so many times that we were counted. So it can't be when we left Mitzrayim, because that count included too many people who are not, we're not eligible to be Yoresh. So that simply can't be the case. It had to be that it was that it was the second year out. Okay, second shita, Rabbi Yonasan Omer, Leba'i Ha'aretz Neskalka. It was divided amongst the Ba'i Ha'aretz, not the Yotze Mitzrayim, Neskalka Aretz. Shenemar, Le'ele Tichalik Ha'aretz Benachla. What is Rabbi Yonasan going to do with the pasuk that says that it goes back to the fathers? It didn't go back to the fathers. This was based on who came into Eretz Yisrael. So Meshuna Nachla Zu Mikol Nachla Shabiyolim. This Nachla worked differently than all other Nachlos. Shekol Nachla Shabiyolim Chayin Yarshin Mesim. Normally, those who are living Yarshin, those who are died. Kan Mesim Yarshin Chayin. Over here, the deceased Yarshined those who were alive. So what does that mean? The Rashbam explains that Kan Yarshin Mesim Chayim, the first very wide line, Demash V'Dachri Yotzim Mitzrayim Nami Yeshlan El Chayin Kanachla Mefarish V'Azul D'Lahachi Ahani L'Shmos Matos of Osim in Chalu, the La'achar Shenatul Bnei Ruven v'Shimon Yural Chalakim Be'aretz. Let's say you have two brothers, Ruven and Shimon. One of them has 10 children. One of them has one child, and the 10 children of Ruven and the one child of Shimon are amongst the Ba'i Ha'aretz. Ruven and Shimon, the two brothers, the fathers, they're the Miyotzei Mitzrayim, but their children are Miba'i Ha'aretz. So what? So you can say like this. If you're going to divide it, Eretz Yisrael, based on the Yotzei Mitzrayim, so the 10 children of Reuven are out of luck. They have to take one chelek and divide it up into 10 pieces. And the one child of Shimon, you know, gets 10 times the portion of each of the children of Reuven. If you say it gets divided based on the Ba'i Ha'aretz, so all the 10 children of Reuven and the one child of Shimon, they all get the same exact portion. They all get the same because it has nothing to do with their fathers. But what we're suggesting now, what Rabbi Yonasan is suggesting now is, we in order to figure out how many pieces to break Eretz Yisrael up into, we look at the Ba'i Ha'aretz. So we'll take Reuven's 10 children, Shimon's one child, say those are 11 people, 11 pieces of Eretz Yisrael will go to that family. How will it be divided amongst that family? Not that each of them are going to get one chelek. No, all 11 chalakim are going to go back to Reuven and Shimon. They're going to divide those 11 chalakim evenly between them. They're each therefore going to get 5.5 chalakim to be morish to their children. So Reuven's 10 children are going to split up 5.5 chalakim amongst themselves. Shimon's one child will keep all 5.5 chalakim for himself. So it's not that Shimon's one child is getting 10 times as much as Bnei Reuven, but he's not getting the same thing as Bnei Reuven either. It's exactly in between. Because first we divide it up amongst we divide up the land amongst the Ba'i Ha'aretz, but then we bring it back to the Yotzei Mitzrayim, and then we pass the Yerusha back down. So it's a highly unusual form of Yerusha. So unusual that Rebbe feels he needs to give a mashal to explain it. Amar Rebbe, emshal lecha mashal ma davar dome. L'shnei achin kohanim, shayu bi'er achas. Let's say you have two brothers who are kohanim, who live in the same city. Le'echad yeshlo ben echad, ve'echad yeshlo shnei banim. One of them has one son, and one of them has 2 sons. So all three of these boys, all three of the children, go to the Goren to collect their truma. The one who has one son, so that one son is going to get one chelek at the Goren. The one who has 2 sons, so since there are 2 people there, they're each going to collect a chelek at the Goren. And then they all three go back to their fathers. But their fathers had an agreement that they're going to split everything evenly. So now 3 chalakim go back to the fathers, and each father gets a chelek and a half. So it's true, the one who had more sons had more people working for him getting a chelek, but they were also working for his brother, meaning they it's going to go back to the fathers. They're going to split this. They're going to split this up evenly. That is the mashal of Rebbe. Some of the achronim are bothered, like, what is he really adding with the mashal that we couldn't have figured out beforehand? So in the Sefer Kos Yeshuas, he says that Rebbe was trying to teach us that the whole din of Chazaras HaNachla is only when the Ba'i Ha'aretz had fathers who were Miyotzei Mitzrayim. Meaning, what if you have Ba'i Ha'aretz that didn't have fathers Miyotzei Mitzrayim? We just spoke about before. What about all these people who died in Makas Choshech? Their children left Mitzrayim at the age of 2, 3, 4. They get into Eretz Yisrael, they're in their early 40s, right? So they don't have a father to get it back. You know, there is no father Miyotzei Mitzrayim to bring the Yerusha back to. So if they don't have fathers from Miyotzei Mitzrayim, each one is Zocha B'chalko, based on Ba'i Ha'aretz, without this din of Chazara. just based on, you know, I get my portion. It doesn't have to go back to anybody because there's no one for it to go back to. And that's the kavan of the mashal. Because even though by the matanas balagorin is to the fathers of those children, so certainly if the fathers were to die, the children would yarshin and would be zocha in those matanos, and the same is true with chalukas sa'aretz. That's the whole chiddush that Rabbi's trying to teach us with the mashal. Now, what we see from Shitas Rabbi Yonasan is that the nachla that comes to the baya aretz goes back etzala avos. We learn it from the pasuk l'shmos matos avosam, because the avos have to play a role, even if it gets divided amongst the baya aretz. In the sifsei chachamim, he suggests that the reason the Torah says that the avos miyotzim mitzrayim get it al yedei chazaras hanachla, that it goes back to them, is because of what it says in the Gemara Maseches Brachos Dav Zayin. In the first paragraph of Brachos, the Gemara says that, meaning, why such a system? You know, if it's supposed to be divided the bayar, it's just divided the bayar, it's so complicated. Divided the bayar to bring it back to the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Why get the Yotzei Mitzrayim involved? I understand, you want to divide it amongst the Yotzei Mitzrayim like Rabbi Yoshia? Good, because I'm saying, divide it amongst the Yotzei Mitzrayim. But if you're going to divide it amongst bayar, it's divided amongst bayar, but you have to be chozer to the Yotzei Mitzrayim. So the Sif Secham suggests, based on the Gemara in Brachos of Zayin, the Gemara says that any dibur that's Yatzam Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'tova Afilu Al Tanai Lo Chazerbo. Whenever Hashem says something for the good, even if it was only conditional, that it's always going to happen. He's not chozer on the good that he promises. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Yotzei Mitzrayim that they're going to Yarshin Eretz Yisrael. Elamai, there was then a Chedem Araglim, they all died Bamidbar, they didn't get to Yarshin Eretz Yisrael. But once HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them they're going to Yarshin Eretz Yisrael, they're going to Yarshin Eretz Yisrael. So it may not be in the way that they had imagined Yarshin Eretz Yisrael, but they have to play some role in how the Yerusha happens. Otherwise, the promised Latova is not fulfilled. That's what he suggests. Also, fascinating ha'ara from the Nuka Yosef over here. The Gemara over here is clear that the children that are less than 20 are excluded from the Nachla, and we know women also don't get a Nachla in Eretz Yisrael. So are they the same, children under 20 and women? Says Nuka Yosef, no. There's a big difference between them. Nashim are not benos Nachla, whereas children are nisma'in mi Nachla, but they are b'nei Nachla, meaning they haven't aged in yet, but if they were a little older, they'd be b'nei Nachla. So he says nafkamina would be as far as being motzi other people in birchas hamazon, because children over here doesn't mean under 13; it means under the age of 20. The Gemara Maseches Brachos and Dafchav tells us that women are not chayiv in birchas hamazon midaraisa; they're only chayiv in birchas hamazon midrabanan. Even though it's really in the Bayit of Ishta in the Gemara over there, but the Muke Yosef holds that that mistama they're only chayiv midrabanan. That's the maskanas haGemara. That's the way to understand the maskanas haGemara. Why the only chayv midrabanan? Because the pasuk that talks about the chiv of birchas hamazon, v'yachalta, v'savata, v'birachta, al ha'aretz hatov asher nasal lach, that it's because you have a Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael. Women don't have a Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't given to them, and therefore they can't be motzi other people in birchas hamazon who are chayv midaraisa. Someone who's on a lower level of chiv cannot be motzi someone who's on a higher level of chiv. What about a bar mitzvah boy? Can he lead the benching? Can he be motzi others in benching? Really, mikra din, medina de gemara and shulchan aruch, really also, you should only have one person bench and be motzi everybody in benching. Not like we do, where one person, you know, says those few words of Rabbi Sain of Reich or whatever, and then everyone benches. Really, if everyone was able to concentrate, which is hard to do, but if we had the ability to focus and to concentrate throughout the entire benching, one person should be able to lead the benching. Can a bar mitzvah boy do it? So says Mukha Yosef, yes, because even though he didn't receive nachla, he's a b'nei nachla, and therefore that's enough to be included in that pasuk in order to be motzi other people in birchas hamazon. That's the ha'ara of the Nemuke Yosef. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, the third shita. Third shita is le'elu ve'elu nischal ka'aretz. That Eretz Yisrael is divided both amongst the Yotzei Mitzrayim and amongst the Bayah Aretz. As we pointed out before, there is this tension. You know, it says lematosa v'olsam, but it also says for the people who are coming to Eretz Yisrael le'ela. So what do we do? Le'elu t'chalik. So what do we do? Yeah, both the bayaretz and the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Hakeitzad. So how does that play out? So as follows. If you happen to be someone who left Mitzrayim, so you got your chelek as a Yotze Mitzrayim. If you happen to be one of the people who came into Eretz Yisrael, you got your chelek as a Baye Aretz. Mikan u'mikan, if you happen to be both Miyotze Mitzrayim and Mi Baye Aretz, you get two portions of Eretz Yisrael, one for being Miyotze Mitzrayim and one for being Mibayi Haaretz. If you look at Rashbam, Haya Mikan Umikan, in the first medium-sized line, Kigon Ruuvein, Shaya Ben Chav Kishiyotze Mitzrayim, Ruuvein was 20 years old when he left Mitzrayim, so he gets a portion. V'holid Banu B'Midbar, and he has children in the Midbar, Umeis, and he dies because he has to, because anyone who's 20 years, there is no person who is Miyotze Mitzrayim who is also Mibayi Haaretz. But Ruuvein was Yotze Mitzrayim, so he has a chelek that goes to his children who are born in the Midbar. Those children are over 20 when they go into Eretz Yisrael. Noten chalkan b'shvil atzman, so they get their own portion as being part of the Bari Aretz. They also get to take their father's portion because he was the Yotze Mitzrayim. The Yesh Mefarshim, however, says Rashbam, others explain, that it is the same person. It can be a single person. How so? Shayim Yotze Mitzrayim umi bayarts. Kinyot Shayotze Mitzrayim yasser mi ben shishim v'nichnas la'aretz. Da amrina in l'kamal l'nigzor gzer b'yasser mi ben shishim davalei hay gavra atzmo mi yotze Mitzrayim v'yotze ilkakito shnei chalakim. We would never think of such a thing, right? The gzer was only on people between the ages of 20 and 60. So you think, okay, look, if you're 60, by the time the meragim happens, you ain't making it into Eretz Yisrael. What was the life expectancy at that time in history? Probably less than 60. So, but think a person could be 105 years old when he goes into Eretz Yisrael. So the same person was 65 when he left Mitzrayim, 105 when he went to Eretz Yisrael, didn't have to die in the Midbar. Says Rashbam v'lav milsi. To mishum bayarz layitol chiksev la'ilat chalek haretz abnei yotzei Mitzrayim v'duchsev shleya ben ish mifkudei Moshe v'Aaron ha'koin v'lo yotzei Mitzrayim atzman kai la'ilat chalek haretz. When you go into Eretz Yisrael, has to be people who are not part of the Yotze Mitzrayim. So it can't be that it's only the same person. It means that family gets a chelik that their father got because he was Miyotze Mitzrayim, and the children get their own chelik in addition to their father's chelik because they are Miba'e Ha'aretz. That's how the Rashbam says. Okay. So that way, a person, phrases are true. The both the Yotze Mitzrayim and the Baye Aretz. Now, who does not get a portion of Eretz Yisrael? Meraglim, Yoshua, and Kalev, Natul Chalkam. As far as the Meraglim are concerned, Yoshua and Kalev, they get their chelek, as the Rashbam writes. Sha'amra Torah Neschayev Rasha Yavot Tzadik V'yiska B'chalkav. When the Rasha is Neschayev, the Tzadik comes and he swoops in and takes the chelek of the Rasha. Demikrasha Min Shloyel Meraglim Umuslon V'adiskar Chelek Baris Mitkam Rosav Chalavinu Meis Pamidbar V'loye B'tocha Eda Elu Meraglim Hanoadim Al Hashem Elu Muslonim Adaskorach K'mashma'o Lami Yigar Hashem Avinu. When the Baros Slavchad came complaining to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, "Well, our father deserves a portion," they said, and he wasn't amongst the Meraglim, and he wasn't amongst the Adas Korach, and that's why he deserves a portion. What do you see from there? That if he were amongst the Meraglim, or he were amongst the Adas Korach, he would not deserve a portion. So that's it's from that pasuk that we derive that this is true, that those who were Rishayim did not deserve their own portion. Mislonim va'Adas Korach, same people, the Adas Korach who were mislonin on the power of Moshe and Aaron, lo hayalem chelek ba'aretz. They also don't get a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Habanim natlu b'zchus avi avien u'b'zchus avi imosehen. The children of the Meraglim and the Mislonim that came into Eretz Yisrael and couldn't take because of they couldn't get their father's Yerusha would get their grandfather's, presuming that their grandfathers were Yotze Mitzrayim. If the grandfathers had already died in Mitzrayim and only their fathers left Mitzrayim, then they wouldn't get anything. But if their grandfathers were Miyotze Mitzrayim, so their grandfathers are entitled to a chelek, so that they can get the grandfathers chelek in amongst the Yotze Mitzrayim. But their father's chelek went to Yoshua and Kalev because that all went to the tzaddik. My mashma tahilus shmos matos avosam biyotze Mitzrayim, says the Gemara. This entire daf was making an assumption that when we use the words l'shmos matos avosam, we're talking about the Yotze Mitzrayim. Who said? Who said that means the Yotzei Mitzrayim? The Yotzei Mitzrayim, Ksiv Dilma L'Shvatim Kamarla. Maybe you don't go back one generation. Go back all the way to the Shvatim, divide into 12 even pieces and work from there. Tzichsiv V'nasati Yosalechem Marasha Ani Hashem. Hashem promised the Yotzei Mitzrayim, I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael as an inheritance. As an inheritance. Yerusha Hilachem Me'avoseichem U'Liyotzei Mitzrayim Ka'amar Lahu. This is your Yerusha from your fathers, and that was something that was said to the Yotzei Mitzrayim. There's no doubt who this pasuk was addressing, and therefore they are the ones that received the Yerusha, and their children will inherit it from them. It does not go all the way back to the Shvatim. So, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow I will not be here, but Elisha will cover the daf tomorrow, starting with Simon, with all the kashas that we ask on these three different shitas.